I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Off the left iron and out. 4-point lead for Buffalo. Left wing. Jenkins can't get a shot up. Buffalo has won the 2025 postseason WNIT championship. Becky Burke, bring out the scissors. Buffalo is cutting down a net in April. The UB Bulls defeat Troy 88-84 in the championship game in front of a record crowd, sellout at Alumni Arena.
Jack Cruiser on the call. Good for Jack. Good to hear his voice. Got to know Jack when he was coming up. He still is. It's a great future ahead of him in this business. Although, you know, I can't hold it against him. He went to Cheektowaga High School. I went to Cleveland Hill. We're arch rivals, but that's okay. Still a great kid. No, great job there from Jack Cruiser on the call. The UB women's basketball team wins the WNIT. Yes, as Jack said right there, cutting down nets in April, right? I mean, think about that. There's three notable women's college basketball tournaments. The NCAA tournament is one of them. The NIT is another one. There's a third one as well, but it doesn't matter. Once you get to, you know, when you're put in a tournament with likewise teams, programs, teams that have done what you've done, you're in a postseason tournament, it means you've had a good year. And then you advance through that tournament to get where they were and to have an opportunity in front of their home fans to play, to win, to cut down the nets and ultimately do it is fantastic. And I will tell you, we were at the game. Me, Yana, and Max went to the game. And the way it works at UB women's game is basically it's general admission seating. You pay, you get a ticket. You can sit kind of wherever you want. We had an event earlier that day, actually. It was a long day. It's a great day. But I said, okay, let's hustle up. We got to get over there. We got there at about, tip-off was at 5. We got there, I think, at about 4:35. Walk into Alumni Arena. Stands were already packed. Now, talk with Mark Allnut, the AD over at UB, leading up to it. And he said they were hoping to break an attendance record. They already over 5,000. I don't know what the exact record was. They were right at about 5,000 tickets. So we get in there and it's packed. Not really any seats to be had. Didn't want to sit too high, but even if you did go higher, you know, it's Alumni Arena. It's not like, you know, you're at KeyBank, super high up there. But really all the seats were filled out down low, but I looked behind each basket, plenty of seats kind of down low. So I thought, let's go down there. It's a great experience for Max to be kind of on the floor. This goes to what we were talking about earlier, Josh. So we went and sat in the first row behind the basket. It was right there. And sure enough, though, I sit down, and the Troy mascot, who's big and bulky, dressed as a mascot, is like right in front of us dancing and doing his thing. And I'm like, I can't see anything now. I got the Troy mascot. He was really cool. He was dancing. He was with Victory Bowl and all that. But I'm like, we got to move down a little bit. So that happened, but the basket, the stanchion for the basket was also right there. Didn't matter. Had to kind of weave a little to the right or to the left to see some plays. Right on the floor, though, you see the athleticism. You see the toughness. The toughness just sticks out. Like, when they're under the basket there, and you're like, yeah, I don't want to get involved in that. Like, I don't want to be banged down under the basket like some of these ladies. It's crazy. Anyway, UB gets off to a decent start, and then Troy has a kind of a nice run. They weren't missing. I have to go back and look. I don't even have the, let me see the box score. What was their field goal percentage? I'm like, oh my God, they're shooting the lights out. Troy was. Let's see where they are here. See if I can find which one. 42%, 47. I think maybe they came back and came down to earth a little bit, because I have to see which one I'm looking at here, which side. But either way, Troy was like just not missing. And UB would answer. But it got to be a 12-point lead. And then it was 10 at halftime. And then you go into the fourth quarter and they're still down. Great comeback. It's about 3-4 minutes left. UB hits a 3-pointer to take the lead. And I'm telling you, the roof almost came off the place. It was great. What a great atmosphere. So I tweeted some video of it, of the final couple of seconds. You heard Jack on the call right there, that call right there, that play. Free throw misses. Troy gets it. They're down. They can't score anyway. They can't tie it, but they launch the ball. Horn goes. Everyone goes crazy. And you're cutting down the nets. They did have the attendance figure. It was over 5,600. They broke the women's UB Bulls all-time single-game attendance record. Amazing. So congratulations. Becky Burke has done a phenomenal job with that program and that team. And she's been at the helm for a couple of years now. And she's kind of put them a little bit, kept them, I say, on the map from when Felicia Leggett-Jack was there. And I know that they went to an NCAA tournament, but she's done a really good job of navigating to keep it the program relevant and in the forefront and winning. You just hope that, you know, going forward, you can keep someone like Becky Burke, because she's going to have opportunities. When you win like that, no doubt, you know, bigger schools come calling. And we've seen that happen at Buffalo before. I remember doing Bobby Hurley's radio show with him here on WGR. Actually, it was for the Bet 1520 at the time. But I would go over to UB once a week, and I would do Bobby Hurley's radio show with him. And I'd record it, and it was Bobby Hurley. I grew up watching Duke and all that. And like, man, I can't believe this guy's here. And sure enough, he does an amazing job, really lifts the program to new heights. He winds up getting a better job, another job, more pay, better conference over at Arizona State, which he's still there. His assistant was Nate Oates here at UB. Nate Oates winds up taking the helm, does what he does, and where does he go? Goes to Alabama to get the job, right? This is what happens when you are a mid-major, when you're a lower program, and you start winning. And in each of those instances, I remember people being very upset at Bobby Hurley, very upset at Nate Oates. Yeah, you know, you got to stay and finish what you started. Folks, I mean, these are life decisions. These are
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Career decisions for lots and lots of money and the pinnacle of your career. I never fault anybody for doing those things. All of us are faced with those decisions in one aspect or another in our life. Might be different for you. Maybe you would decide something different, but you just know kind of the deal when you're at a school in the MAC. You're at a school in the Southwest Athletic Conference, right? Whatever it is. And I use that because Brian Hodgson, he goes from Arkansas State doing a great job. He's now the head coach at the University of South Florida. Gets a nice job. A good program. Or at least D1 upper level program. And he's, by the way, I bring him up because he's from Jamestown and now he's there. Now look at Carlin Hartman. We'll see where he lands next. Is he going to land somewhere? Carlin Hartman, congratulations to him. He was on WGR last week with Mike Shope. They both went to Grand Island. I think they graduated together from Grand Island. And they're friends. We've had Carlin on this program when he was at, I think, UNLV last year. I don't know if you were producing Josh and we had him on. Maybe you were, but Carlin came on this program as well when he was assistant at UNLV. He's been at Oklahoma, UNLV. Now he's at Florida, associate head coach. They win the national title. And you wonder if his name starts popping up in circles for head jobs around the country. Big Bills fan, by the way. Florida well represented by Western New Yorkers and Bills fans. Carlin Hartman, the associate head coach, and their director of basketball operations, his name escapes me right now, I apologize, also from Western New York. College basketball has, to me, always had and always been, not necessarily about the coaches, but they're a very, very big part of the landscape of the sport. And growing up as a Syracuse basketball fan, not just a guy who went there, I grew up a Syracuse fan. And the old Big East still tugs at the heartstrings for me. And I miss so much the personalities of coaches. And Jimmy Boeheim. And Lou Carnesecca and his sweatshirts at St. John's. And Jerry Tarkanian biting the towel. Then he goes to UNLV. We know that. PJ Carlissimo at Seton Hall. Right? Jim Calhoun at UConn. There's some amazing coaches that just made the league, the conference, so fun on top of the great players. And I think today it still resonates. And I do think of all the kind of sports that you watch, I think college basketball still is in large part a coach's game. Like the coaches have a lot to do with the success or failure of teams compared to other sports. Like, I don't know, maybe somebody could tell me, no, coach totally matters in hockey. I don't think it matters as much, but matters a little bit for sure. I don't know much of manager matters in baseball other than a move here or there, right? But the overall success. Football, I do think it does matter quite a bit. But I think in college basketball, I think certainly more than the NBA. College basketball, I think certainly more than college football to me. And you got a good one here in Becky Burke. I think she's a fantastic coach. She's taken this program and kept it, I should say, at a really nice level. Now, no idea what the future holds. Hopefully she's here for many years and they can keep this moving. That was a great, great game and atmosphere to be a part of at Alumni Arena on Saturday. Congratulations to the University of Buffalo women's basketball team, the UB Bulls, on winning the WNIT 2025. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. We'll wrap up your Tuesday with one final reminder. If you missed what I said earlier, I'm throwing something out to you that you can be a part of today that's pretty big. All right? I'll do that when we come back on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.